Well, howdy people. Now, I've done a video like this before, but I think it should be done again. Because it's far more widespread than anybody thinks. And the people that suffer in paternity fraud are mostly males. And the children, of course. And the only people that can actually commit paternity fraud is really femmes. And unfortunately, as we all know, us real men anyway, femmes have no problem lying about absolutely anything. And I still believe that DNA testing should be done on every birth. But it's not. Apparently the excuse is they're supposed to be protecting the family. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Because it would only prove that they are actually a family. It's because probably the government knows how widespread paternity fraud is. And if they can't put the man on the hook for the money, the government will have to pay. And they did a survey on femmes that were married and said if their husband asked for a DNA test, what would you do? 25% of them said they divorced their husband. Of course, that's shaming language and bullying. And there was a case where a UK teacher, as a class exercise, took DNA from all the children. But unfortunately, it was found that 27% of the children in the class, the father wasn't theirs. But none of the fathers knew that at the time. And I was surprised to hear that in France, it's actually banned. So what are they trying to hide? Because if he is the child's father, what have they got to hide? And I think other countries make it difficult too. Sweden, Spain, United Kingdom, and quite a few other countries. What are they scared of finding out? And I believe that paternity fraud is far more widespread than people think. And when a femme lies, or pretends he's the father and she doesn't actually know, she's not only affecting his life and the child's life, but the grandparents of his family and her family. That's a lot of people she's deceiving. And of course, femmes are saying they don't lie about something like that, really. They go into court and they lie. Then they don't get charged for perjury. How many times have you heard a femme getting charged with paternity fraud? I don't think I've heard one. It's a very big widespread scam, perpetrated by femmes and helped by the government. And the victims are always males. Can you imagine if it was the other way round? Then of course there would be mandatory DNA tests done. Man's whole life is being scammed, either by the government or by femmes. Mostly all marriages is a scam. Not all of them, but mostly. And you'll notice in today's world, it's all about femmes and their feelings and how things affect them. But males aren't supposed to have any feelings or wants and needs at all. Today, DNA tests you can get online anywhere or even in a store. They're easy to use. And you don't have to have the wife's permission either. Do it today, for your own peace of mind. If I had enough money, I'd buy loads for a small town somewhere, just to see the percentage of what comes back. A lot of times, the father only finds out if there's a medical issue of some sort, and they do a DNA test for that. Imagine finding out after, say, 15 years, that you've been lied to. And the femme won't have any remorse, she'll just be angry. Here in the UK, it's £99 for a paternity test. It's quick, it's easy, simple to use. And you can get your results in a day or two. Think of it, you're not betraying her trust. You're just reinforcing it, that's all. This feels more like a public service announcement. Thank you for listening. You take it easy now.